Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, August 1st. I'm Fred Fishkin. In the tech headlines, an outage at Facebook, better than expected earnings at GoPro, the newly contested battle for ownership of T-Mobile, and a big debut for shares of Mobileye. Those stories coming up, but first, Apple officially welcomes Beats Audio into its family today. In a posting on the Apple website, the company says the $3 billion deal has officially closed. It goes on to say music has always held a special place in our hearts, and we're thrilled to join forces with a group of people who love it as much as we do. The acquisition got a nod of approval from European regulators earlier this week. Apple not only gets Beats headphone business, but its new music streaming service as well. Some Facebook users hit the panic button today when the social network went offline. The outage, which lasted about 20 minutes, happened shortly after noon Eastern time. Visitors were greeted with a message saying, "Sorry, something went wrong." GoPro, in its first earnings report after a hot initial public offering in June, reported better-than-expected second-quarter results. But some of the air has come out of its high-flying stock. At the end of June, GoPro went public at $24 a share. The San Mateo-based company makes a wearable high-definition video recorder that is now the top-selling camcorder in the world by volume, according to market researcher IDC. The surprise move by the French telecom company Iliad, offering $15 billion in cash for 57% stake in T-Mobile, sets up a tug-of-war with Japan's SoftBank, owner of Sprint. It had been trying to forge a deal to acquire T-Mobile for more than 6 months. The talks reportedly valued T-Mobile at about $32 billion. T-Mobile is majority owned by Germany's Deutsche Telekom and has been gaining customers with its uncarrier strategy. Iliad CEO Xavier Niel, meanwhile, is known in France as the troublemaker on the telecom scene for disrupting the country's telecom industry. Tesla's shares accelerated after the maker of electric cars said it hit a new high in the number of cars delivered last quarter. The company's second-quarter loss increased over the same time last year. Tesla also announced a deal with Panasonic to build the world's largest battery factory near Reno, Nevada, which should create more than 6,000 jobs. Shares of Mobileye NV surged in their trading debut. The Jerusalem-based company saw its shares surge as much as 55% in the first few minutes of trading after pricing at $25 a share. Mobileye's technology interprets the field of view ahead of vehicles to alert drivers of potential collisions with other cars or pedestrians. The company's ambitions for future growth include playing a key role in the development of self-driving cars, according to its IPO marketing materials. Mobileye's offering marks the largest U.S. listing for an Israeli company on record. Through March, Mobileye's products had been installed in an estimated 3.3 million vehicles. The company turned a $20 million profit last year after losing money the year before. And a deal in the casino gaming equipment industry. Scientific Games has agreed to acquire Bally Technologies in an all-cash deal that values the slot machine maker at about $3.3 billion and continues the consolidation trend. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street, the Nasdaq dropped 17 points while the Dow Industrials lost 70 points to end the week. LinkedIn shares were up almost 12% after profit beat estimates. Tesla shares were up about 4%. Bally up 29%. T-Mobile shares were up 1.5%. GoPro lost nearly 14%. Mobileye climbed 48% with its IPO. And Apple was up 0.5%. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Fred Fishkin at the Wall Street Journal.